What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Do you want the latest chapter of Burt buffoonery?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm writing the Burt buffoonery Bible.
Triple B.
So in this week's episode, I go to Kroger to pick up a couple of things, right? And as you walk into Kroger, there are all these beautiful flowers there.
Kroger's got some of the best flowers.
Hey, man, I just got engaged. I love this woman. I see flowers. I see happiness. I see, get Amanda flowers. So I'm not even paying attention because I'm kind of like walking past the flowers to get the stuff that I'm really there for. And I just grab them and I put them in the basket, right? Then I get my stuff and I come on home and I lay the flowers out on the counter and I am taking a shower. I get out of the shower and Amanda is laughing at me. And she's like, "You think I'm going to die?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "The flowers." Now, I start to get offended because I think that she's saying that, like, maybe the flowers that I picked out are normally for a funeral rather than those out of that show love.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think in my head, my knee-jerk reaction is, yeah, entitled little thing. Like, I picked these flowers out. I was thinking of you. I love you. I picked these flowers out and I bring them home. And all you're going to do is laugh about the arrangement that I bring in. I start to get like upset about it. So I say to her, "If you don't like them, throw them out." And she starts laughing, like uncontrollably laughing, right? So I couldn't really, she's like, "No, really, they're for a funeral." And I'm like, "I don't know one arrangement from another. I have no idea what flowers are like for funerals and which are for love, right?"
Yeah, okay.
So, no, she goes, they're literally for a funeral. I picked up the ones that say flowers
for cemeteries. Are they fake flowers?
It's a silk bouquet. You got fake flowers?
I just picked them off the rack, and they're literally flowers for cemetery.
Did you know they were fake when you bought them, or did you think they were real flowers?
I didn't even pay attention. And it's got this little, this thing on the bottom, and I couldn't really figure out what that was all about.
I would have been more offended that they were fake flowers.
Kristen's literally hitting him with the bouquet.
I guess is that the thing that clips on to like the tombstone or something?
No, it's not. There's certain stones and they have like a little vase in them. So you pull it up out of the earth and you turn it upside down, and this would stick down inside that and would stay up because it doesn't need water, and you stick that down inside the vase that is literally on, like, attached to the placard of the tombstone in the cemetery, which is why this says flowers for cemetery.
Now, here's the second layer of real disappointment, because she's so cheap. Look how much those things cost.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Herbert. Well, they are forever flowers.
How much were they?
$45.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
You're rolling in it.
How did you think these were real?
I wasn't even paying attention, man. I saw flowers.
Dude, the room, I called that they were fake.
Yeah, they're like cartoonish.
But they were in like that saran wrappy thing. So I don't know. I wasn't even paying attention. I just saw them and grabbed them.
I get it. The word cemetery is only in 150 font. It isn't big enough.
I didn't even read it. I just grabbed it. I thought it said Kroger, maybe.
Okay, right? So I want to read what's literally written in this huge, huge font on this bouquet of flowers. It says, "Flowers for cemeteries. Silk bouquet featuring the stay in the vase design."
And these cemetery flowers are fake because at least this will never die.
It literally has like a little description, like an actual visual of how you put it inside the vase, and says, "Stays in vase will not blow away or float out it's in a cemetery."
When I tell you the rage that came over me when she started laughing, because I'm having these, you know, therapy sessions and about not feeling valued, and I get these these flowers for her and she's laughing in my face and it's just playing at every therapy session I've had the last couple of months. So pissed.
In your defense, it's really kind of random for a grocery store to sell that.
Is it?
I would expect that from like a Target or a Walmart, but like Kroger.
I get all my flowers from Kroger. I'm in that floral department all the time. I have never seen this. I have never, ever seen this.
Oh, yeah. Like selling real flowers for sure, but cemetery flowers specifically. Yeah, yeah. So I could see how you thought it was.
I didn't think at all. I just grabbed it I was going to do my other thing.
No, but here's the thing. The man picked them up at the grocery store. He put them in his basket, right?
Yeah.
He walks through the grocery with them. He actually has to, did you do self-checkout?
I did do self-checkout.
Okay. Oh, stop it.
Right. So now he picks them up and he's doing self-checkout. and then
the barcode is literally above where it says silk flowers for cemetery.
Then you take this and you get it home and then you don't put it in water or anything. You just lay. So you traveled with this. You manhandled this numerous times and still never noticed that they were not real.
I couldn't figure out what the plastic handle was for. And I thought, oh, this is so convenient because so many times you'll like get stuck by thorns or you'll mess up the bottom of the flowers. And I thought, oh, this is so convenient. What a smart thing to do. Not realizing that it goes in a vase at the tombstone.
Are you taking them back?
She wants to.
No. Yes. What you should do, you've been knocking off stuff on your list, booking venues and all that kind of stuff. That should be her wedding bouquet.
No. I said to her, well, stick around long enough and you can use them at my own funeral.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.